Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray in this petition as the sum of all that our Father in heaven would deliver us from every evil of body and soul, property and honor. And finally, when our last hour has come, grant us a blessed end and graciously take us from this veil of tears to himself in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We don't watch much TV around our house. Well, actually, what I mean is I don't watch much TV around our house. Just seems that whenever something good is on, I've got something else that I have to do, and when I finally have time to watch some TV, well, nothing good is on. My wife, bless her heart, tried to remedy this for me. For my last birthday, she got me one of those Blockbuster movie passes. This is a kind of deal where you give them your charge card number, and every week they charge so much to your account, but in return, you get to take home any three movies that you want, keep them for as long as you want, exchange them for any other three movies you want, whenever you want, and never pay a late charge. I thought this was a pretty cool deal until I found out how much money they were going to charge my charge account every month, whether I watched any movies or not. So as soon as I found that out, I called up and I canceled the agreement. Why? Because I'm cheap. But I found out when I called them up, that I had already paid for a whole month for which they would not reimburse me. And I certainly wasn't going to let that money go to waste, so I went on a movie-watching binge. I don't watch much television. I don't know what the hot shows are on TV, so I really didn't know or understand what I was getting myself into when at Blockbuster Video I rather innocently rented the first three episodes of this TV series entitled 24. For the three other people in this room who, along with me, had no idea what the TV show 24 is about, each episode of this show portrays 1 hour in the day of the life of Agent Jack Bauer of a counter-terrorist unit that's based in Los Angeles, California. Each episode is 1 hour long, which means that there are 24 episodes in every season. I started watching Jack, and there was no going back. Because this is what happens to Agent Jack Bauer in just 24 hours. We find him in episode 1 of the 3rd season suffering from the effects of a heroin addiction that he willingly subjected himself to in order not to blow his cover during season 2. As he suffers the shakes, he and his team are confronted with the threat of a killer virus which, if released, will kill millions of Americans. In order to counter this terrorist threat, Agent Jack Bauer, in just 24 hours, starts a prison riot in which both innocent guards and prisoners are killed so that he can break a convicted drug dealer out of a federal penitentiary. He is taken hostage and forced to play Russian roulette with one of the prison guards. He puts a loaded gun up to his head, fires, nothing happens, and then he watches his prison guard do the same thing and kill himself. The helicopter he is in is nearly shot out of the sky. The drug dealer he breaks out of prison puts the gun up to his head. One of the drug dealer's henchmen puts a gun up to his head. He's forced by the bad guys to put a gun up to the head of his partner and pull the trigger. Thankfully, the gun is not loaded. He has to make deals and do business with the female double agent who killed his wife in the previous season. He does this, of course, after she's tied him up and put a gun to his head. He witnesses the gruesome death of over 1,000 people, including good friends and colleagues, when the virus is released in a downtown Los Angeles hotel. By order of the president, he has to execute a friend and colleague that the terrorists have marked for death. And in the last episode, he has to chop his partner's hand off to get the virus that's handcuffed to his partner's wrist so that the vial that the virus is in doesn't burst open in an area where it could spread. And all this gut-wrenching, high anxiety, emotionally charged, and dangerous daring do takes place in the course of just 24 hours. After which, Agent Jack Bauer sits in his SUV and uncontrollably weeps. And so would I. If I had to face that much hate and that much sleaze and that much danger and that much corruption, if I was surrounded by that much darkness, if I had to face that much evil in just 24 hours, I'd be a basket case. So let me just freely and openly admit right now that I'm thankful. I am so very thankful that my world is nothing like Jack Bauer's. Or is it? Hear Martin Luther as he explains the seventh petition of the Lord's Prayer in his large catechism. This petition included all the evil that may befall us under the devil's kingdom: poverty, disgrace, death, and in short, all the tragic misery and heartache of which there is so incalculably much on earth. For because the devil is not only a liar, but a murderer as well, he incessantly seeks our life and vents his anger by causing accidents and injury to our bodies. He crushes some and drives others to insanity. Some he drowns in water, and many he hounds to suicide or other dreadful catastrophes. Therefore, there is nothing for us to do on earth but to pray without ceasing against the archenemy. For if God did not support us, we would not be safe from him for even a single hour. Did you catch that? If God did not support us, we would not be safe from him for even a single hour, much less 24. See, we may not always be aware of it, but we're surrounded. We're surrounded and steeped in and enveloped by and in constant danger from evil of all kinds. We don't always see it, we don't always recognize it, but the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh are constantly conspiring against us so that day in and day out our bodies and souls, property and honor, are constantly being threatened by evil. And if God did not hear our prayer and did not support us for 1 minute, the devil would have his way with our lives, and our lives would become far more messy and miserable than Jack Bauer's. Unchecked ailments would wring the life out of our loved ones. Awful accidents would leave our bodies bruised and broken and beyond repair. Family members would get caught up in activities that destroyed our home. We'd act on our deepest, darkest desires and disqualify ourselves from ministry. If God did not support us, we would not be safe for a single hour. Which is why we pray, deliver us from evil. Robert Louis Stevenson, best known for his adventure story, Treasure Island. He was in poor health during much of his childhood and early youth. One winter's night, his nurse found him with his nose pressed against the glass, the frosty glass pane of the window in his bedroom. "Child," she fussed, "come away from there right now before you catch your death of cold." But Robert wasn't budging. He sat mesmerized as he watched an old lamplighter slowly working his way through the black night, lighting the street lamps along his appointed route. Pointing out his bedroom window, Robert exclaimed, "See? Look there! There's a man who's poking holes in the darkness." That's what our Heavenly Father does for his blood-bought children every time we pray, "Deliver us from evil." He pokes holes in the darkness surrounding us to let the light of Jesus Christ shine through. "In him was life," the Bible says, "and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot put it out." Yes, the devil and all his works and all his ways may still haunt us and hurt us and cause us untold trouble of body, mind, and soul, but he cannot rule, and he cannot win, and he does not have the last say. For whenever we pray, "Deliver us from evil," Jesus pokes holes in the darkness. March 4th, Friday, 7:10 in the morning, in the year of our Lord, 2005. A frail and weary 91-year-old child of God edges up to the very border of this dark veil of tears. The family members gathered around his hospital bed pray, "Deliver us from evil," with him this one last time. Moments before his death, his face, mysteriously, unexplainably, begins to glow. How? Why? I can't answer that for certain, but I surmise it was an answer to our prayer. God doing for my father what he promises to do for each and every one of you, granting him a blessed end and graciously taking him to himself in heaven. Jesus poking holes in the darkness one last time to welcome him into eternal light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.